today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is he a little heartthrob right now? Oh, yeah. Is he a lady he killer?
Had, like when we were walking around Georgetown University with the campus tour, I was like, "Hey," I was like, "Do you see the pretty girls?" And he like, "He's still a little boy."
He just okay, about, yeah, he's 15.
He,
that's yeah, the right
but he just talked about Star Wars the whole time.
Good I saw, for him. Don't try to accelerate his lack of innocence.
Meanwhile, Oscar is still pushing him. He's saying, "Who's the hottest chick in Star Wars? Who do you like?"
I'm not, yeah.
No, you ever see a girl Chewbacca?
Oh, think about the rise of overall sports and gambling. And yeah, how much right. value that has added, the legalization, especially of online gambling, to these teams.
Right.
Don't you feel really bad hard for Pete Rose now?
You know what? No. Never. Ever. Never, never. Never, never, never.
Well, he can't get by in his looks forever.
I've never ordered the Florida cake from Balducci's. That's her favorite cake.
What is the Florida cake?
It's...
it's got meth in it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Willkommen to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Beaufort, South Carolina, Carbondale, Illinois, Smyrna, Tennessee, Santa Barbara, California, Parker, Colorado, and Gwangju, South Korea. I'd love to see South Korea at some time. I'd like to see Asia. That's on my bucket list. I would like to travel to Asia like Oscar did. Oscar's been to China. He's got a massive one
China.
On me with that.
China.
I would love that. I would love to see that part of the world. We start today's show with a very, very warm and loving birthday greeting to our boy,
happy
Oscar,
birthday.
Who turns 43 today.
Yay!
I made it, baby. I made it.
He outlived Elvis, Mike. Happy birthday.
That's wonderful. Yes, you mentioned that to him, and that's pretty amazing. Not that Oscar lived to 43, but that Elvis was gone
at 42. I know.
Wow.
And I know
we don't normally exchange gifts, but I did. I guess it would be almost like something in a gesture in honor of Oscar's birthday. I gave a donation. In your name.
That's sweet.
To Maddie and Pony. So the next time you're late, you're covered.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. That's very nice. You know what? I'll match that.
Yeah.
I will give him two late arrivals.
It's like a human fund donation.
Let's enable him further. That's great.
I love it. Thank you.
It was either that or Red Bull, and I thought this would probably prove more useful.
Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. I was going to give him my usual gift of the honor of working with me again.
I've said it's a gift that keeps on giving, Mike. I'm with you. I agree.
It's wonderful.
You know, it saddens me that we no longer have publicity pictures because I always enjoyed when you would make a card. For a coworker, I always thought that was nice.
That was my habit back in the day when we.
I
would
still
have
a few of
birthdays.
A big win is that we don't
you
do
still
gifts
have
anymore.
That's wonderful.
I have them tucked away in a file. I do. Maybe
that's
someday
pretty,
I'll show them.
That's pretty funny. I got in the habit of before the show, I would usually be very thoughtless and I would race in and race out, as everybody knows.
Yeah.
Not that I would show up late for work, but I would be
not thoughtless.
I would be in and out.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't want to linger.
Why would you linger?
I could write another book about why I didn't want to linger there. That's a different story entirely. It was, I think Rob and I, as we grow older together, and Rob experiencing really the same kind of fallout with me to a degree, but not to the degree that we had it previously. I know I can be rough and prickly, but I also can be. I think, by and large, I leave you alone.
Mike?
Don't I? I leave you alone? Really?
You may be of a similar genus, but certainly a different species.
That's kind of the thing. You know, when let's just say when the weekend's here, we do have a can of beer.
We split.
And we split. And we really don't burden
us. You never call me the last day of vacation.
No. So that's it.
The New Year's Day call. Hello.
Well, we were playing at a high level. So it was a tense environment. And now, by the way, I got to use your line. I was getting a haircut yesterday.
Really?
By the way, this is the new do.
Oh, well
that's
done,
a step
well
in the
done.
Right direction. That's good.
There you go.
Yeah.
High and tight. I used your line.
Yeah.
I used your line. What kind of show is it? And I said, Howard Stern without the sex or success. And I got a laugh.
Good.
And
very
I was
good.
Really happy about
very
that. So
like
I'll be
it.
Using that for the foreseeable
like
future. But anywho, it's just a situation where I love doing this show with you guys, and I would come into the old place really not that connected. And so I would forget birthdays, and they would come up, and it would always be last minute. And what do last minute that's going to be special? You do a little arts and crafts. And I would inevitably run into the producer's room and say, does anybody have tape or glue or
tape?
Scissors? And I would cut out myself in a picture, and then I would write text on it. Put it on a regular white piece of paper and say, happy birthday from Mike O'Mara. And it would be a picture of me going.
Sometimes it was, and I think my favorite was, love me.
That is great.
Now, what love is it, me. Mike, about birthdays that make you feel nostalgic? And as I think back on this, it wasn't really quite so urgent to leave or get there at the right moment when we were at the Fairfax facility, when we were surrounded by people. But yeah. It was the Rockville facility that yeah. had a real sort of pall over it. Because
yeah,
it was
we knew on the Don and Mike show that we had been kind of passed over.
Of course.
And that we were not going to slide into the morning show role that was being given to the young men.
Right.
Not on a syndicated level, but definitely the junkies. Well, I guess it was syndicated for a while, maybe.
Yes.
I don't know. Replacing half. No, because they didn't replace him in New York. Did
no,
they?
they had Baltimore and
Baltimore, D.C. So it was Baltimore, the same thing.
Well, that's more of a simulcast.
But it was a big
syndication.
Deal to us because
yeah,
we kind of thought we were the, for a while, that we might have been the heir apparent.
Right, and it makes sense.
And that didn't really work out that well, and those were very difficult times. And so we danced around with other shifts and with Opie and Anthony and that type of stuff. And then apparently to offer us something, they decided to give us our own studio.
Aha!
At a separate location.
And Mike,
which I don't really, you might remember better than I do. And this is inside Don and Mike show stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember what the reason was for that. I was so disengaged at that point that I probably didn't remember.
It was a dangling carrot to make us feel special. At a time when we were all sort of beaten down, we had Don had suffered the loss of Frida.
Right.
And it was something, I think, to engage us and build a studio to our specs, as they say. And what it was a townhouse that had been the Greaseman studio in Rockville, Maryland. And like the National Cathedral, Mike, it promised greatness but was never completed.
All right, let me ask you this then, since you have a better memory than I do about that.
Yeah.
Was the perception that it really wasn't that big a deal? That it wasn't? I don't know what the reason was for it ever. I don't know. I think it was because Don wanted to be away from the because of what he'd been through. He didn't want to be around.
That and also it was sort of the fact that it was going to be the Don and Mike studio. We weren't sharing a studio.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, it was very special and designed to our specs, ostensibly. But again, it was never finished. It was literally never finished.
Right, right.
And so it was a bunch of...
very, very sad times.
It was, and
the show would not last much longer after we moved over there. And
We bemoan the fact that COVID has taken away our interns and hopefully soon we can have interns back.
Yeah, we will be able to. I mean, I'm optimistic about that.
It was really tough to do the radio show that we did when it was just the five of us in a building or four of us at one point.
Yeah, you need to play off of people.
Exactly.
That's the way it works.
Salespeople and... traffic
right.
department, all that stuff. And that was taken from us, and I didn't like
that.
That's
why I have my dogs, my son, and my wife here.
the dogs are the traffic department.
So back to your birthday, Oscar.
Yes, birthday.
Today is the official day. Has the celebration begun in earnest yet, or will there be a celebration? What is going on with your day?
This is gonna sound weird, but maybe some people will get it. My birthday last year was... at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Like
shut
down city.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where my birthday didn't feel like my birthday or
right.
frankly anyone's birthday wasn't being celebrated. I remember being on air because it was a Monday show last year, and I think we briefly talked about it, where even what you were blessed to have is this wonderful community online. I wasn't even getting many happy birthdays because everybody was scared.
Everybody was horrified.
And this morning, early morning, I want to say like 5:30 a.m., my phone starts going off, and it was people posting on my wall saying happy birthday, which is sweet.
Yep.
But right. It reminded me right away of what it felt like to not have that the year prior.
Yeah.
And
things are a little different. A little different now. Not dramatically different, but they're getting better.
Sappy about it. And I know that there's a lot of work that we need to do, especially with continuing to wear masks as long as we can. But what I did not see, I did not in my wildest dreams see that this birthday was going to be any different at this time last year. I just didn't. Because it was such a dark day.
What do you mean? Translation, please. You
of any type of celebration. I didn't know. No one knew when this upswing of the pandemic was going to lift.
Oh, so there was no light at the end of the tunnel.
There was no light. Yeah.
It was. This is right about the time, the end of March, where we were.
Everybody was
really
home.
Beginning to realize this is real, and there is no end in sight, and that was scary.
Yes.
This is a very, very down time. This was the period of time a year ago where we all realized just how horrible it was, and the numbers were starting to get worse.
And our president was saying, "Don't worry, we're still going to have Easter. We're still going to have Easter." And if you look at the benchmark, how fast that happened. My birthday was the 8th. And on my birthday, they were saying, wash your hands, don't touch your face, we're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And then 22 days later,
Right. Nobody
was allowed to leave their house. That's a pretty, pretty
severe change. Do you remember last year, would this have been the time we were ordering from grocery stores and swabbing? We were getting deliveries of groceries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wiping them down.
At our door, and we were wiping them down mm-hmm. with sanitizing wipes, if you had them. This is when toilet paper began to get scarce, where you couldn't find that. This was, it was horrible. So that's it. So what are you doing this year? What the hell's going to happen this year?
It's a complete, it's a 180, because this year, my family is coming in town. Not my entire family, but my brother-in-law and my niece and nephew. I get to actually see my mom and dad in an environment where we're not a football field away in their home.
Right.
And like this, I remember walking out of the house, and I'm sorry it's so vivid, and it's not to be a Debbie Downer.
It's real. It's interesting.
And I have to ask, it's vivid, but does it seem like 1,000 years ago as well?
It's a long time ago, but what I like to do, what helps me is, in these wonderful smartphones, you go back to the date within your phone and pictures you were taking.
Mm-hmm.
The pictures that are in my phone right now that I was taking was pictures of the CDC shutdown of DC, pictures like screenshots of it, when I could travel on the roads, finding out how and when I could get to work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I remember that.
Like, pictures of remote equipment that we're going to set up at our ESPN talent houses, like that we had to acquire and have, and what we actually had in inventory equipment of things that need to be sent to Mike, to Rob, because we set up your home studio.
Right, and I remember you had to prove to people on the street that you were ostensibly, second time I've used that word, an essential worker.
Yes.
So you could actually come in for media.
So I could go.
Exactly. You couldn't freely travel.
Didn't you have to have like a
printout? We had a printout from the city with our business license.
Right.
That showed that we were a media company and I could be on the roads.
It's so much in a year, man. Wow. So much.
To say that I'm thankful is an understatement. Because I remember my wife walking out and saying, I'm sorry, we haven't even thought about your birthday at all. And I said, you can get me next year. Like, don't worry about my birthday. We're just trying to survive right now. It's so crazy.
Right.
And I have to stress, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer, and there are some highlights, like my mom making my birthday all about her by getting a cake that is her favorite cake, and getting a piece of meat that's her favorite piece of meat, but telling me it was all my favorite stuff, which was hilarious because I've never ordered the Florida cake from Balducci's. That's her favorite cake, but she was telling everybody it was my favorite cake.
Explain to me what the cake is. What is the Florida cake?
It's
it's got meth in it.
The Florida cake is one
the
of
cake
the most expensive cakes.
It's in the shape of a bicycle.
The Balducci's in Bethesda, Maryland. A
high-end grocery store bakery, right?
Yes, yeah. High-end.
Right.
And she was banging the drum all Saturday and Sunday how... I got you your favorite cake.
I'm going to get you a Florida cake.
I got you your favorite cake. And I'm like, and my favorite cake is the Baskin-Robbins Jamocha Almond Fudge ice cream cake.
Oh, you want an ice cream cake?
I'm 12.
Because he's a
toddler.
You know this.
You know this.
Yeah, that's...
My palate is that of a 12-year-old.
Okay.
So,
right.
I'm thinking, I was like, wow, mom's really going... We didn't get to celebrate anything for so long. She's going all out.
Right.
And on Sunday morning, she says, can you go to Balducci's to pick up your birthday cake? I'm like, Balducci's? What? I didn't say that out loud. I said, sure, Mom. And I looked at Shannon and was like, why would I go to Balducci's? She said, yeah, the Florida cake at Balducci's. And she always likes throwing numbers out. She's like, it was $99.
Oh, my God.
That sounds, now hold on a second. All right. Jamocha almond fudge. Okay. Just hold on for a second because that sounds, I'm going to look it up.
I am too.
I'm look up the Florida, so the Florida
I'll,
cake.
I'll,
right
I'll,
now.
I'll continue as you guys find some detail. Obviously, right. I didn't have it. I'm sorry. And then at that point, she says, well, if you go pick up the cake, then I'll put what was essentially a rack of lamb in the oven because we're at my mom's house. And she goes, you love rack of lamb. I am not a fan of rack of lamb.
Oh, lamb.
My mom is a fan
is
of rack
Is your mom
of lamb.
Getting a rack of lamb? Is that what she's
yeah,
getting
yeah,
for
she
you?
Got she got the rack of lamb for herself, right. But she's saying it's for me.
Oh, no.
And then... Shannon's like, don't go pick up your own birthday cake.
Come on,
I'll go
Balducci's. Make your website a little easier to negotiate, please.
Tell me about it.
She goes.
Right? Oh, my God. No, I found a picture of the Florida cake.
All right.
It is an 80-ounce, looks like a layer cake, with coconut shavings. I don't know if you can zoom in on this at all, Maddie.
Oh, that's it.
It's an 80-ounce cake that has candied fruit on top.
There you go, Mike. See?
Coconut shavings on the side. And that is a $99 cake if I've ever seen one. Goodness.
That's now, there also, seems you know to be, is? Let me just explain this.
Yes. Thank you, Maddie.
I have done a search for Florida cake. There seems to be, and I am not making this up,
yes.
There's a marijuana result here.
Oh.
Florida cake by Puget Power Cannabis.
Oh, Florida that's probably cake. A knockoff.
Buy Florida cake at Jungle Boys. This is weed. This is weed.
Bob, why don't you text him that link?
Yeah, well, what I did, Mike, is I did an image search. So and I don't know what kind of website.
Florida cake is a strain of pot.
Mm.
Okay, well, I think that there's what that is, Mike, these are homophones. These are words that sound alike but have different meanings.
Right. No, there it is. There's a Florida cake sale. I'm going to hold that up to you right now.
Please.
There is your...
Nice and close.
This camera, it doesn't work.
It does work.
Well, just give it a sec. Give it a sec.
Yeah, someday we'll have
it's your arm strength.
What color focuses? Is it a yellow cake inside, Oscar? Because your core.
All right.
Is it yellow cake inside?
But I get it. I wouldn't like the... That's a chick cake.
It's
Sorry.
A mom cake.
Yeah,
it's a mom cake.
Yeah, older, mom cake. It's an mom older cake. Woman cake. Yeah.
It's an older woman's cake with the jellied, right? That gelatinous fruit tart crap on top. No, I'm
it
with you,
was,
Oscar.
It was
all
a good mom cake.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
I was getting ready. I was really getting ready to say, man, that and I'm sure it's tasty.
It was good.
We're not going to turn it down.
By the way, when you see that word used on any cooking show or any restaurant review show, when you hear tasty, that means you might as well be eating.
That's right.
All right. It's just terrible. I mean, tasty is not what I'm just, wow. 400 buy Florida cake, Jungle Boys. Buy Jungle Boys online. Where to buy Jungle Boys online? Spend Bitcoin on jungleboys.buyjungleboys. It's just, it's this Florida cake weed that
you
they
get
have.
A different but result.
Did you pay for your Florida. Cake with Bitcoin?
Maybe they geo targeted you.
Could be. Mike loves marijuana.
So it got melon on it? Does that cake have melon on it?
It had every piece
cake?
Of fruit I think I ever
like kiwi had, too.
Kiwi on it.
Kiwi
as well.
Simply done for color. F a kiwi. And you know what? I hate mangoes. F you mangoes.
Oh, so, Florida cake is truly kiwi centric.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of kiwi.
Kiwi centric.
Yeah.
I'm not a brat.
Every picture of Florida cake that I see, Oscar, has kiwi on it.
Yeah.
I'm with you 1,000%. Like,
I'm not a brat, and I generally don't celebrate my birthday, so this was a nice surprise.
It's very nice that they're doing
that's
this for you,
into,
but
into,
you were told to go and, pick up a cake and, you didn't want.
Into mom land.
Yeah.
And I just sat there, and she kept on beating the drum. She goes, aren't I the best mom ever? In Espanol. No, yo soy la mujer, la mejor mama, mamá en el planeta, porque... Porque yo te compré tu torta favorita y también te hizo el lamb y pa, 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 pa. And I'm like, Mom, I love you. But I was like, this is fantastic and what's a wonderful birthday. I was like, but lamb is not my favorite and this cake is not my favorite. Because she kept on beating that drum.
I'm sorry, I just saw a picture of the Balducci's bakery section. Oh, no.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Did you see the picture of their I mean, Florida cake might be your mom's favorite, but do you see the cakes they have here?
They got
oh
a lot
my
of cakes.
God, a lot of cakes. This is spectacular.
Oh, God.
I'm going back in my phone. Oh, my God. I'm opening up. Look at those cakes. They're just hundreds of them.
Yes, they've got a lot
of
cakes.
Oh, my God. They're beautiful. The chocolate cakes, the coconut
cakes.
They're
heavy cakes, let me tell you that much.
Oh,
heavy.
My God.
And heavy as in again,
there's the, and it's Bethesda, right? Is that yes, why they're yes. $1 million per cake? God, I hate rich people.
Still change really back do. On 100, Mike.
Sorry, I may have been one for a while once, a very short period of time, but man, I hate them now. Look at this. Yes, $99 for a cake. Okay, yeah, take it home, Marie Antoinette. Kiss my Irish ass.
Oh, dear.
You know?
You are a festival of emotions today.
So, well, I agree with Oscar. I'm yeah. with him. I'm yeah. with
so
him on look, this.
So, and I said that jokingly to my mom, because we were just like ribbing each other, and she's right. like, oh, no, it's your favorite. You're just joking. It wasn't. But I let it go. Until we opened it up, and this is when you knew my mom's been holding out for this cake for a year.
Yes.
Because we opened it up, and it says, happy birthday to Tatiana, which is my sister, Jose Jr., Jose Luis Sr., which is my father, Oscar, and Shannon. So there's five people's birthdays on there.
Group birthday cake.
Yeah.
On your birthday.
On my birthday.
On your birthday. And it's a shame they didn't write their names in kiwi.
And which I'm fine with.
I'm not here.
That makes
That's
sense.
A sh- move.
Yeah, it's
and,
your
and
birthday,
this is what
dude.
Was brutal. If you're going to make it a family.
I want to get your mom on the phone right now and say, that's not cool.
And if you're going to make
Jesus,
it
Jesus, you're the youngest in the family, for Christ's sake. You have enough insecurity. No, you know, it's like... Well, why don't you mention a couple of the neighbors down the street that had birthdays,
and
too?
Happy
where everybody
Arbor
had a
Day.
Birthday. I knocked over my trash. Well, no, I'm emotional because I'm so with you on this. Unbelievable.
What was so funny, and look, it's your mom, so you just didn't let it go.
Yep.
What was so funny is that... No,
you're
so
still playing harp music,
every adult...
Mike.
Oh,
in the room, looks at each other. We're like, this is kind of strange, but all right.
Yeah.
We move on. My mom.
This is last night?
This is last night. Uh-huh. We're like looking at each other. We're like, all right. And then my niece, mind you, my nephew, my niece, and my brother-in-law are there as well. Their
right.
names are not on the cake.
Well, that's a sort of like, exclusive club at this point. Well,
it's a little awkward, right?
Yeah.
So my niece says.
Yeah, because the children. Probably like, well, I don't
everybody but me.
So my niece says, and she's 11, she says, hey, where's my name?
Because she wasn't there, right?
Sophia,
for her birthday
no,
with
she
your
wasn't
with
there.
Grandma.
We missed a birthday, yeah, clearly. So it was so funny. She goes, oh, I'm sorry, sweetie, we didn't know you're going to be here. Like in Spanish, like, it's the start for the late notice. You can't get on the cake.
The parents are on the cake.
Yeah. What, they think it'll leave the niece at home?
I mean, her mother's on the
None
cake, correct?
None of it made sense. And this was the, and maybe I'm still like COVID phobic, but they're all vaccinated, so they're fine. I get my shot today, by the way, which is a blessing.
There you go. That's a great birthday gift.
Right after the show. So I said, all right. How are we going to sing? Because you got to sing happy birthday.
Yeah, you're
my
gonna
mom says, hold on
verse.
A second. She brings three candles. So I guess that's what we could find. And throws three candles. She goes, let's sing for every one of us and then blow them out and blow them out. And very foreign. She wanted us all to blow out the same candles over and over again.
When did your mother, in her wisdom, decide that your birthday would be an opportunity to just have a blanket birthday for the entire family?
Plus, Mike, you're ignoring the fact that she served lamb, which Oscar doesn't like, but she insisted it was for him. So it's not only for everybody, it's really about
and
her.
And on his birthday.
On his birthday,
the one that has a birthday, she sent him to pick up the cake. While the other siblings were, the brother-in-law was in town,
I'm the little kid. It's fine. I'm always going to be
You're always going to be the little kid. It's fine.
So to make it matters more awkward is we're all looking at each other and my mom's like, we're going to sing. We sang happy birthday 7 times.
Ah, in what language?
In Spanish.
How did that go?
It was long.
Cumpleaños feliz. Cumpleaños feliz. Now, uno, dos. Cumpleaños feliz. Siete. Cumpleaños feliz.
And I swear, my mom's got all, like, she's got all her marbles. This cake must have shook her to the core because she's been looking forward to it for at least a year. I could tell.
I would imagine it tastes pretty good, right?
Yes. But what was fantastic about the cake was, this is what parents do when they don't want to show you that they actually have joy in their life. They try to hide it. So we're all.
That's a cultural thing.
Yeah,
too,
yeah, yeah.
You don't say, so, oh my God, this is so great. No. I'm so happy. No,
my mom took her cartoon slice of cake. God bless her. And she's
been waiting for a year.
She let everybody go and sit at the main table and she scurried to her own table and she thought nobody would notice. And I was eyeballing her the entire time, and she looked so happy. She was so pumped, and that made everything okay. All the weirdness,
that cake,
all the awkwardness. She was, and I was like, Mom, you're enjoying that cake? She goes,
Your mom loved her cake. Oh, that is so
like
sweet.
A child. She just wanted to be left alone, and she didn't want to be judged, and she just wanted to eat her cake.
Uno piece extra kiwi, look, please.
Rob is an only child. Yes. Oscar and I are younger siblings in our families, and so we all kind of you don't deal with it, Rob, because you don't have other siblings. But when you're the youngest, there's just that thing. I have to ask this: Was there anything during this celebration, and I'm talking about with everybody in the room, to single you out on your special day at all? Where somebody might have said, where a sibling or a parent might have said, Oscar's birthday.
Let me think about this. No.
Not one.
Yeah,
no.
Of course not.
No.
Of course not. Were there any gifts for you at this?
No, I'm fine with that. No.
All right.
No.
Okay.
It was an impromptu. The group birthday, so it wasn't
all right, but not so impromptu. She couldn't fit 6 names on the card.
That was
strange. Planned.
Shannon said, "I made the cut." She was just Shannon was just excited she was on the list.
That did have to make Shannon feel pretty special.
Yes,
that's pretty nice.
Yeah, because my niece
that had to take some of the pain away. Did Shannon, surprise you this morning with anything, or was there anything? Was there anything special besides the fact that it's not the severe COVID situation we were in last year?
She was very sweet, so that's a nice change.
She did
of
a
face.
Very nice Facebook post with pictures.
She gave me a big smooch.
Nice.
If you think that a Facebook post is really doing something, Rob,
I'm sorry,
it's not.
Mike, just trying to help.
Anything yesterday, today, anything planned, anything exciting at all? I'm sorry. I become a bit of a birthday brat. I really have.
A double B.
And to be honest with you, my whining and complaining benefited me at 61.
Paid off. Yes. It paid off. Yeah, 60 was rough. Yeah, 61 even better.
60 was a little rough.
It was a little rough.
And then but I'll tell you, it was pointed out to me that I should have shown more gratitude that my the arrangements were made for my children to come to Maine and visit me. And I'm like,
the airing of grievances.
Mike, there's a difference between
you can't hit a long drive with the daughters getting off a plane, can you? I'm sorry. No,
Mike, there's a difference between gratitude and bratitude.
Mike,
Yes, I have gratitude on my birthday.
The day is young. The day is young.
Okay.
That's true. The day,
all right.
So.
Is she with you today? Is she at Podcast
we'll be at
Village?
Yeah. She's not here, okay. But she's at the other location. Well, I'll see her
at the other location.
After the shot, probably.
Yes, all after the shot. Well,
Do you know which shot you're getting? You were doing today?
I have not looked, but Shannon swears it says Moderna. But
Shannon told me you were getting the Balducci's.
Yeah, I'll get the Balducci's any day.
You're getting the Balducci's Florida vaccine. It's got kiwi on it.
Lots of fruit.
The cakes are great. I don't want to slander the cakes. Just not my favorite.
What the base of the cake, is it like a vanilla cake? Is that what it is?
It's vanilla. The coconut shavings are fantastic, even if you don't like coconut.
Yeah, okay.
And there was so much of it.
80 ounces.
I swear my mom was like, you know, as soon as everybody leaves, this is all mine.
It's staying at her house. All right, we'll come back with the homepage right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy birthday, Oscar.
All right. It's me, Matthew McConaughey. What's up? I'm just chilling, having a cold one, and getting ready to run for governor of Texas. I live in Austin. All right. I know that everything this dude needs for a great campaign is available at the TMOS Shopping Center. Flags, bunting, yard signs, buttons, also bongos, shell necklaces, body oils, water pies, but no shirts. All right. So don't forget to shop Target and Walmart at MikeOMaraShow.com. Come in the booth. Vote Matt. It's where it's at. I'll run the state smoother than a Texas drawbridge. And if you want to know my platform, I am remarkably centrist, because you don't want your government to be all right.
God. Thank you, Matthew. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Solo Stove. Whether you're camping in the woods or at a backyard get-together, there is nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. Lose the digital distractions and focus on a Solo Stove complete with sound effects. Rob is playing Solo Stove Fire right now. Solo Stove creates memorable moments, fireside fumes not included. The stainless steel construction is designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. With so little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. No campfire smell on your clothes and hair, and nothing left but ultra-fine ash for easy cleanup. From camp stoves to backyard bonfires, Solo Stove products are portable and built to last. Easy to light with a few bits of starter, your fire's blazing in minutes, and Solo Stove is so confident in their products, they give you a lifetime warranty for every purchase. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now, you can get $10 off when you use promo code Mike, not TMOS. It's
Mike.
Promo code Mike. Remember that. Mike.
Mike.
At checkout. Remember, Mike.
Mike.
That's me.
Mike.
Just go to solostove.com and remember, you get $10 off when you use that promo code Mike.
Mike.
Mike. Thank you.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Homepage.
Mike.
Thank you. Mike. The Academy of Arts and Sciences, the movie people.
The Oscar people.
They are backing off their demand that all Oscar nominees attend next month's ceremony in person. Apparently, remember, that was a thing a while back, where they wanted everybody there. People have been concerned about traveling, especially internationally. I agree. We're not there yet.
It was a stupid fist to make for them. Duh.
It doesn't make sense. So the producers are expected to allow them to participate remotely, and that's fine. And
yeah, that is, Mike. It's a budget thing where they're like, we got to get all this equipment to them.
Yep.
Make
that's
sure
it.
We get a remote crew out there.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
If you were here, we wouldn't have to spend that money.
That's right.
Right. And it means it'll be another one of those awkward sort of meh. By the way, I looked at the nominees. I'm not all that into it. Outside of Anthony Hopkins, who I now think is my all-time favorite for the best actor. I hope he gets that. I really do. We do this every year, the five most valuable franchises in baseball. Are you ready for this?
This is just baseball, right?
Ready, baby.
Okay. By the way, I am old enough to remember when this was in hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe tens of millions.
Right.
Right?
Well, I think
we did this.
The first time we did the list, I remember the Mets were worth $88,000.
San Francisco Giants are coming in at the bottom of the top five with $3.2
billion. Billion.
The Chicago Cubs, $3.4 billion. The Boston Red Sox, $3.5 billion.
Your team from Boston.
From Boston. The wealthy team from Boston. The Dodgers, $3.6 billion. And blowing the field away at number one, of course, it's the evil empire. The New York Yankees,
yeah.
$5.3 billion. Coming in on the bottom five, I'll give you the list.
Least
the
valuable.
Fifth to last all the way to the last,
right.
the most valueless team. But still a lot of money. Oakland Athletics, $1.1 billion. Cincinnati Reds, $1.09 billion. Kansas City Royals, a little over a billion. Tampa Bay Rays, a little over a billion. The Miami Marlins did not make the billion-dollar mark.
Aww.
They are valued at $990 million. The only team that hasn't cracked $1 billion. Most teams, if not all, suffered huge operating losses last season, thanks to the pandemic. The New York Mets had an operating loss of $125 million.
Hope they're all going to be okay.
Well, think about the rise of overall sports and gambling. And
yeah,
how much
right.
value that has added, the legalization, especially of online gambling, to these teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
And you got to be there. You got to be in person.
When
That's
they open
the
up Nationals, the Nationals Park again, they're going to have betting in the park from
yep.
your phone. So
that's
I mean,
the way it works. Mm. And, you know, I'm trying to get back into baseball. It's hard for me.
Don't you
really
feel bad for Pete Rose now?
You know what? No. Never. Ever. Never, never. Never, never, never.
Well, he can't get by in his looks forever.
Sharon Stone in the news again.
Again?
Oh, she wants attention.
She's got a book called The Beauty of Living Twice. She says she got breast implants in 2001 without her consent.
What?
This is odd. If you're wondering how it happened, Sharon says she had a gigantic benign tumors removed from her chest, and during the reconstruction process, the doctor decided she needed bigger boobs. She says, quote, when I was unbandaged, I discovered that I had a full cup size bigger breasts, ones that he said go better with your hip size. He had changed my body without knowledge, my knowledge or consent. Just sounds odd to me.
Well,
the doctor
this is
also
on the tails of the allegation that she took her underwear off without, photographed without. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's a lawsuit that gets you billions of dollars, right?
But it also sells a lot of books.
Well, the doctor told her that this is her quote. She said that she would look good, look better with bigger, better boobs.
Mm.
That's what the doctor said. Now, listen, I've seen some of those shows with those plastic surgeons. They look, those Beverly Hills plastic surgeons are a little hinky, in my humble opinion.
Was the doctor named Mehmet?
Mehmet Oz, Dr.
By
Oz.
The way, I gave him four questions on Jeopardy last night before bailing.
Did he start last night? Did he start hosting?
I guess he started last night, and he was a disaster. I don't know if he was on last week or not, but last night was the first time I saw him, and it's a disaster to the game.
Good.
He can't do it.
You
he
saved me the
it.
Trouble. Thank you very much. A woman just posted a story on Reddit's relationships channel about her first romantic weekend away with her new boyfriend. As they were planning, he sent her a spreadsheet, quote, literally breaking down the cost of everything to the cent, telling me that I owed him $167.99.
No.
She said I would happily have given him just $200 to cover my share of the weekend. He's an accountant, so I get that he kind of does spreadsheets for a living, but this was ruining the vibe of the weekend for me, you think?
That's I'm related, his Mike. The director of Basic Instinct sends Sharon Stone a spreadsheet as well.
Thank you. Hey, I want to tell you, everybody.
It's wild. Isn't it wild?
Where's my laugh track? Anyway, so he sent her an invoice. I don't know why that was in the middle of the homepage, but it was.
Accountant. He's an account for yourself.
He's an accountant. Thank you. Maybe could have skipped that one. I rarely do that on the homepage. I just looked at that. Why did I put that in there? Now I don't care. A couple in England. I always like a good cat story.
Yes.
A couple in England recently found out their neighbors were moving and their house was up for sale. So out of curiosity, they looked it up on a real estate site to check out photos of the inside, and they found out that their cat had been living a double life.
Mm.
In a photo of one of the bedrooms in the neighbor's house, their cat, Freddie,
was stretched out on the bed, making himself right at home. Freddie, next door. Yeah. Now, they say that they knew he'd gone inside the neighbor's house before, but they didn't. Well, so I guess Freddie had a tendency to do this.
Yeah.
But they didn't realize that he was basically living there part-time. Freddie.
Cats.
Freddie the cat. And it might not be the only neighbor that he's cheating with. They say other people on their street see him all the time, too, and he goes into their house. And some of the neighbors have even called Freddie by different names because he spends so much time with them.
Wow. Freddie's
apparently
a jerk.
This cat, Freddie, could be secretly living in three or four different houses.
Can you imagine? First of all, it's sort of a creepy move to be spying on your neighbors by looking at their Zillow listing anyway.
But say, no, but you always look at Zillow listings of the neighbors that are selling their houses.
Hey, that looks right. Like Freddy.
Man, oh man. When asked about this, Freddy the cat said, whatever.
Remember, that's, I built a cat condo for a stray cat?
That's true.
Wasn't stray.
That's right.
Whatever happened to that cat? Whatever happened to the cat
I think
that you had?
Well, we had to, to tear down the cat condo.
What was his name again?
I don't remember. When a fox showed up.
Oh, that's right, a fox.
When a fox showed up, we're like, oh, no. We can't start feeding a fox in the wild.
So the fox was actually crawling into the cat condo?
In the cat condo, grabbing the food and rolling out. And I was like,
city fox.
Yeah, city fox.
Yeah. He came in and he said, you big dummy, Lamont.
City Fox was my DJ name, too, when I worked at the Irving station. Yeah. It was kind of a love song vibe that I did at night, you know. It's the City Fox Show. How you doing, man? Yeah. Here's some more Barry White on the City Fox Show. And now a little something-something for you. Did I hit the thing? Let me hit it again.
Do it again.
There is a 46-year-old woman named Latanya Wright who runs a tax prep service in Houston. Well, it seems like she hasn't been doing a really great job. Last Thursday, there was a couple in her office complaining about some issues with the tax refund that Latanya got them. And another woman was in the office named Marquita Boyle, who was there because Latanya got her audited by the IRS.
Oh, no.
Well, when the couple started complaining about their refund, Latanya grabbed a gun and pointed it at them and cocked it.
Oh, no.
Marquita started filming, and Latanya walked up, hit her, and smashed her phone. Fortunately, no shots were fired. Latanya was arrested for aggravated robbery and aggravated assault. Both couples reviewed their taxes and had similar problems with their form AK-47. Thank you very much.
That's nice.
There you go. That's the homepage action for you. Got to take a break. When we come back, we'll do something, because we always do. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. And I want to say thank you to all you Florida Cake listeners out there. Hope you're enjoying the day. And I like to take it up to the last little thing as a 1, 2, 3, boom.
Oh, it's your boy, Paulie. Technology has come a long way for the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to it on iTunes and Spotify. Watch the boys on YouTube. Hang out with them on Facebook and Instagram. And now, they're also on Alexa. Let's check it out. Hey, Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show podcast.
Here's the Mike O'Mara Show from TuneIn. Number 2208. Full course meal. 1 hour, 22 minutes.
It's unfreaking believable.
Today, on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That is really unfreaking
believable. Oh, my God. That's friggin' unbelievable.
Friggin' unbelievable.
Back to you, Mike.
Thanks, Paulie. I appreciate that. I was looking for my pooter during that. Somebody took it out of the studio. It'll really distract me during the show if I did that. So I'm glad I don't have it.
Okay.
Anyway, spring is here. You better get your lawn back on track. I already have, and it was a snap. Thanks to Sundee. Sundee is more than a lawn care product. It's a customized lawn plan that works with nature. They take out all of the guesswork and unwanted chemicals so you can grow a beautiful lawn that's better for everybody. I just went to GetSundee.com, put in my home address, and their free lawn analysis tool took care of the rest. They actually look at your property, and then they send a tailored nutrient plan, right to your door, right when you need it. All I had to do was attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose and spray.
Spray?
Lawn care used to take up to a whole day. Now it takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, this stuff really works. My grass already looks better. I want you to try Sunday. Let them take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/TMOS to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. We want to say a very nice congratulations to the boat floaters.
Yes!
That, they got the boat out of there. I'm very happy for that. Watching some video. By the way, once again with YouTube video, I was reading the news story and then I wanted to see, you hear skyscraper size ship. I wanted to see if there were any videos with perspective and there weren't. And then they
were all grainy.
Yeah.
They're all grainy. And then they had a Suez Canal like website where they just, why do people feel the need on videos to throw on these overbearing music tracks that are just obnoxious? It's like, why can't I? You know what I like to watch when I'm watching anything? I like the actual audio.
Yeah,
I want to hear what it sounds like. But you get the da 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 like that, or
Mike, they spent 99 cents on the app. They want to add a record.
It sucks. It really does suck. And I never got that. I got one shot of this ship going by some palm trees. And that was the first time I said, holy magoli, look at this. It looks incredible. And now it's on its way. And we once again have had, look, do we need any more evidence of how fragile we are as a species? Do we need any more evidence of that?
Logjam.
I mean, it truly is amazing. It really, really is. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just think it's glad because 10% of the world's trade, and now they're saying it's going to take a couple of weeks to get all these ships out of there. But I thought it was an interesting story.
I was curious that we were joking about actually concerned, but also joking about the idea of adding a second bridge to the traffic here in the DMV.
Sure.
But after this, do you think someone's digging another canal? Just like, hey, we need a backup for this?
We need a backup plan.
Look, I think what comes out, obviously the investigations and the money that people have lost based on this will probably be litigating for years. But I think it would just be my opinion that what may come out of this would be a discussion on some of these ships and how ridiculously overstuffed they are.
Yeah.
When, you know, my mom used to call that a lazy man's load.
Yeah, I remember that phrase. You
know, Rob Spiewak used to call it the John Pop labor saving cart.
Yeah.
Where John brought a cart down so that he would not have to bring, he brought a lot of stuff in for the G. Gordon Liddy show.
Yeah, he produced the G. Gordon Liddy show. And originally the cart was in the building because it supported a ferret cage. Remember the era of WJFK when the building smelled like urine? Because he kept a pet ferret.
And who kept a pet ferret?
John did. It started back because remember when Liddy was beating the Watergate drum over and over again at the beginning of his show, and John Dean was a weasel. He said John Dean was a weasel. So they brought in a ferret to be like the show mascot.
The show weasel.
But
I don't remember
a ferret
any of that.
Is a very smelly animal.
That would once
animal.
Again speak to my engagement with the other personalities on the show, you know, where I was just like, I wasn't a regular listener.
Well, this dated back to when I was an intern, and so our desks, the show desks, were adjacent.
Shared a desk with a ferret?
Well, no, there was like a desk and then a divider, and and then there was John's desk, and then there was the ferret, and the ferret just smelled like urine for days. Mm. A very musky animal.
Well,
then they got rid of the ferret.
Not necessarily always urine; it's the overall smell of those type of creatures.
So know? Then,
well, pony, let pony weigh in.
Yeah,
pony, your sugar gliders, right? There's a musky odor to those type of animals, right?
No, not at all. They're not related to ferrets. So ferrets are like weasels, basically, and they all have a musky smell, kind of like skunks.
Yeah.
What about sugar gliders? What do they smell like?
They don't really smell like anything.
Oh come on, they smell like peanut butter.
Well, yeah,
his does.
But
hey, Pony, can you come in here for a second? Show your new look.
No, I can't.
Come on. Yeah. Right. Let me mask up. You can come in here. Let's show your new look.
Pony's got a new look?
He does.
Oh, he's got a new look.
The new look of Pony.
Yeah.
Hey, Robbie, it looks like you had a recent head shave, huh?
Yeah. Look, he's got glasses.
Oh, very nice. Oh, that's very nice. There you are.
Does he look like a better human being?
I don't see him every day, so you guys see him every day, you know? I just think I think he looks distinguished with
those. Honey, you do see the camera, right? Can you put your face in? Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Why don't you stay there for a second?
You should go to some Capitals games and sit close to Zdeno Chara. Should do that. That's a pony look joke.
He does.
Anyway, so funny. Eventually the ferret died or got replaced or got moved out, but the cart remained. So John said, aha, I have a brown cart on wheels, and he'd load it up with all his crap and roll it into the studio every day. But not just like papers and stuff that was Sherlated. There'd be pretzels and mustard and everything. Sometimes he'd microwave hot dogs.
What did you bring in for the Don and Mike show? What would you haul into the studio?
Every day there was, when we were in Fairfax, there was both two sets of headphones. Your newspapers. No, you brought your newspapers because those were at the office. There was a CD rack that would like hold about maybe 100 CDs that we'd carry and set up in there.
You just wouldn't leave them in there.
No, there are CDs.
Wow.
No, but when you're sharing a studio, you know, only certain personalities were given, their own exclusive studios, you know. And they're the boys that got everything. Hi, Eric. Hi, Jason. Hi, JP. Hi. They got everything. Including lengthier careers. Yeah, we made more money for a short period of time. Sorry, the jealousy still lingers. I can't help
myself. It doesn't show.
I like those guys. They're all very nice guys.
A rolling cart rack that would come in of the carts that we use most often. It was a circular cart rack on wheels. And for a while, Mike.
It was bazillion.
It was money. And then it got felted, so we couldn't use it anymore. But I also always enjoyed bringing in your keyboard when you would do a live show open. That was fun to set up.
So I brought that over to the afternoon show. I used that for a while. I thought that was exclusively on the morning show. Did I just bag that one day? Did I just decide I didn't want to do that anymore?
I think
anymore,
so, but it was always
a full keyboard.
It was so fun.
I couldn't play the piano, but I would do a like an electronic opening to the show and a phony announcer opening live. I'd start the show that way.
I remember written on the counter were three numbers. It was like 17, 22, and 59. Those were the rhythms you liked to select on your keyboard.
I was an idiot. It's a shock job. Yeah. You evolve over time. You do that. I still like to do an intro. I intro my own show here. I mean, I do that. I like.
Don't you have a keyboard to the left of you, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, I do. Right. Yes,
does
I do.
It do
but
rhythms?
I don't think it's got the. I don't think it does rhythm. Yeah, it probably does rhythms.
Take a peek.
Maybe one day. Well, I'm not going back there right now to do that.
Yeah,
I'd have to have it in front of me.
Yeah,
I could set it up. No, I couldn't. No, it's a regular piano.
Yeah.
But it's like
we could get an extender cord for your microphone B.
I'll show you where it is. Hold on. Just a
here we go.
Maddie's
here we
gonna
go.
Love this.
Here, right, we go. Here
we go. Where is it?
I think you got to go.
You got
the
other way.
Oops.
It won't go all the way around.
Oh, it's curtains. God, it's curtains for you.
It is curtains, literally.
Live.
There it is.
There it is. Whoop. There it is.
We saw.
This is fun. I play this all day.
This is a great video day. This is like an Orson Welles movie. That was not a weight joke, by the way, Oscar. That was a tracking joke.
I got that. Yes. Thank you.
Every time it goes by, I got a different face.
Maddie, I'm sorry. There it is, by the way.
We see it.
Yeah.
That is robust.
It is.
My son has been taking piano for like 2 years now, and he's made almost a little progress.
Did I ever tell you about Julia had a friend named Sarah who was forced to take piano lessons and hated them.
Did she smile a lot?
She did. And
Sarah.
She had one of those electric pianos like that. And what she would do is she would program it to loop. She figured out a way to loop the program, so her mom thought she was practicing for like 2 hours a day, and she wasn't. It was just looping the same thing that she
programmed. He hates it, but I think he's going to be better for it. That's why we have that.
I regret not learning an instrument. I think it's
there are a lot of activities he doesn't like. Piano's way up there. He loves Spanish with Angel
from Columbia. He loves it. Loves it. He piano is a bit of a labor for him, but I think it's good for him. I think sometimes you just do things your kids don't like because you think it's good for them. You know? Yeah. And by the way, at a certain age, I think they don't like anything. You got to push them a little bit for everything. It's not super push and do that. I still every now and then read the articles about fathers that instilled this sense of this work ethic in their children. Like these golf pros, they'll talk about. Let me finish this. And then this is balanced by, you'll see the documentary, I think it's called The Short Game, which is a documentary about the kids that go to the drive, pitch, and putt. And there's just not one fiber of my soul where I will be that dad.
Of course.
And by the way, there are a lot of dads that are long in the tooth that do this with their kids. Like it's their last shot or something.
Yeah, no, they want to capture something.
If he's got talent, he's gonna excel. And I give him some opportunities. And I don't let him do whatever he wants. Like there are days that he really doesn't want to do stuff. We push him to do it because, hey, we paid for it. You're doing it. That's it. But I also think you can go too far living vicariously, making a kid without any real skills into a work machine. And then they blow up like that Todd Marinovich kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that goes also for schools. I mean, we saw that in the documentary on, was it Netflix, about buying your way into school, the Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
Operation for the FBI, where people wanted their kids to go to Harvard because they wanted to go to Harvard.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wanted to say,
I mean, that's the way it works.
They felt. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sucks. So I don't know where we digressed when I was talking about the labor saving cart with John.
No, we wanted you to use the piano to the left of you.
Because we talked about the things I used to bring into the studio, but there wasn't very many. It was two trips tops, you know?
It was two trips tops, and John Pop would stack the stuff up with the big lazy man's load, as my mom used to call it.
Yep.
And that was beginning back to the container ship, which I think what comes out of this investigation, maybe when the width of your canal is smaller than the actual length of the ship, you got a bit of a problem there.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, big ships get through small areas, with that, and small ships go through big areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like my marriage. I don't know what that meant or why I said that.
Which marriage?
What they're going to do, Mike? They're going to raise tolls, just like the Bay Bridge.
Exactly. You get a smart tag on that, buddy, and pull it on through.
But the artery, it's had its bypass surgery, and the stent has been put in, and now the artery, the Suez Canal, is flowing wildly. We have to take a break. When we come back, I have to get to this. Rob is actually going to ask Oscar for some advice.
Mm. Yes.
I hope it's going to be special. I hope it's going to be special.
It's relationship.
No, it won't be special. But we'll take a break and we will come back with more fun right here on the Michael Mara Show, everybody. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Take it away, Rob.
Who is the captain now?
Oh, dear.
Digital.
Oh, no.
Doctor. Digital.
Fun is the best thing to have.
Dumpster.
The Digital Dumpster.
Audio oddities and digital diversions. Don't miss the Digital Dumpster every day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So metal!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Think about everything you've ever learned about getting healthy. Mm. There's a lot of contradictory information out there. And things like that old-fashioned food pyramid aren't much help.
Boo.
That's why I love Noom. You see, it's not about what you eat. It's about how you eat in general. Noom teaches you about eating, your cravings, and how to build new habits so you can ditch your misconceptions and get smart about your food and the choices you make. Based in psychology, Noom teaches you how to eat because you don't need rules to lose weight. You need knowledge. With Noom, you pick the health goals that are right for you, and Noom personalizes a weight loss program to help your aspirations become reality. Plus, Noom is flexible, empathetic, easy, and forgiving. They know you're only human. If you stumble, you can get back on track tomorrow. It works. It's only 10 minutes a day, and if you don't have that to commit, what are you doing anyway?
Exactly.
Really.
Come on.
You don't have to commit to a rigorous plan. Noom works with you. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. It's really a great program. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's N-O-O-M. noom.com/TMOS. Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, noom.com/TMOS. Ready to learn how to live healthier? Sign up for Noom today, noom.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And Oscar, I guess Rob's got some advice that he wants
to solicit
from you.
The doctor.
It's very unusual.
We have mailed the check. We have scheduled a date. We are visiting the campus of WVU on April 19th. Because Robert is committed to go there now. And I want to know.
He's committed.
When are you going to visit? When's your big visit?
We have the vacation. Our vacation is the week of April 19th. So we are going that Monday. Carrie and I and Robert are going to go up. And it was very sweet. She offered to go with him sooner, and he said, let's wait when Dad can go. So he actually wants me to go up there with him.
That's nice.
But here's the weird thing is Carrie and I both went to essentially city schools.
Yes.
And I mean, VCU's right in the heart of Richmond, and Julia's going to VCU.
Did you say city?
City schools.
Okay. I was just, I'm sorry.
Everyone hears what they want to hear. Okay, no, sorry, I think he's going a different direction, Oscar.
Right.
But I understand.
Right.
But this is an isolated campus in the middle of nowhere. I mean, WVU is its own environment.
Morgantown.
What do I need to look for? What do I need to see? What do I need to show him? What do I need to hide from him?
Now, Morgantown is, it's the campus has evolved somewhat. So what used to be two different campuses is probably looks more like one because of the
Now, explain that. You said that the freshman tower is like almost, when you were there, was almost like separate from campus, right?
Yeah, they had a PRT, the personal rapid transit, which is a little monorail. I hope it's still running.
Monorail!
It was back in, 20 years ago, it was the future.
Right.
I'm sure they've upgraded it by now.
25 years ago.
Yeah, so
Grandpa.
I guess what you're going to love is that it's a completely different experience. The town is the university.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
It is. So when
I would say I've been there.
Yeah.
Actually, you didn't know that.
Thank you.
I would take him maybe for lunch after you tour the campus. I would take him to the Eden Lounge.
I'm sure. Isn't that in Florida, in the Florida Keys? I think that's the Eden
Lounge. No, I think the Eden Lounge is in West Virginia.
Is that a place that maybe Mom might want to stay back at the hotel?
It might be a good idea.
Okay. Take him to Lady Godiva's. That's so
take him to Fine Diamonds.
Fine Diamonds. Wow. So there's three destinations we can consider.
Take him to Southern Exposure.
Four. Wow.
I don't remember any of these. This is
take
new,
him
new
to
commerce.
Club Obsessions.
Is Club Obsessions the kind of place that you'd wear a shield before?
I am not
before?
Kidding you. I did a quick search, and it popped up with the Yelp top 10 strip joints in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord. I was not expecting that.
When I was there,
all.
There was probably one or two.
Yeah.
Right.
And that
yeah.
was
the Elite Gentleman's Club. That doesn't even have a picture. So they might be out of business. The Mile High Gentleman's Club. That's what they got here. So that's six.
Well, that's six things we can do on Sunday night.
Right.
That's
well, yeah, good. You can say, hey, Mom, you stay back. I'm gonna take little Robert.
There's a brand new 90-day fiancé on the cable. So if you want to just stick home,
you're gonna take him to High Street.
Okay.
So downtown Morgantown.
Okay. What is High Street? Tell me about High Street.
High Street is
it's like, where you get the marijuana. Come
it's
on.
Like, it's like Wisconsin Avenue of.
Okay.
Of the town.
All
right.
The showplace of the town.
Wear some comfortable shoes for you and tell him as well.
Okay. A lot
because
of walking.
There's a lot of walk. A lot of climbing.
A lot of climbing. It's mountainous.
When you go down, it's fun. When you got to come up, no, it's hills. Like, it's hills.
Well, in the last week or two, what is the furthest you've walked as far as mileage?
Oh, it would be probably the two blocks to my car to the studio and back again, but that's twice a day.
Mike, what about you?
Same thing. No, I do 10,000 steps when I'm on the golf course.
I walk.
But now tonight, I mentioned that because tonight with phase one, I will be even after golf joining Carla for her walk. Her 40.
That's nice. I walked almost 5 miles with little Luca. Well, not so little anymore. He's 16, almost 16, he's 15.
What? That's science fiction.
He wanted to do a campus tour of Georgetown University, so I took him on Saturday.
How old is Luca now?
15.
Oh, my God.
Remember when we saw him at the Hofbrau House? He was a little guy.
Is he a little heartthrob right now? Is he a lady
but
killer?
When we were walking around Georgetown University with the campus tour, there, I was like, hey, I was like, do you see the pretty girls? And he like, he gets shot. He's still a little boy. He
just okay, about, yeah, well, he's 15. He, that's yeah. the
But he
the
just talked about
edge,
Star Wars the whole time. I was like,
right.
And I saw.
Good for him. Don't try to accelerate his lack of innocence.
Meanwhile, Oscar is still pushing him. He said, "Who's the hottest chick in Star Wars? Who do you like?"
I'm not.
Yeah. Who's
I'm
hot?
Not.
Yeah. You ever see a girl Chewbacca?
There you go.
So you'll see the mountain lair. You're taking a proper campus tour, right?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So the mountain lair is the student union.
Okay.
So that's where he would probably spend most of his time between classes.
Like a hangout.
Yeah. And then that you'll see every fast food joint in the world. If he probably, I guess, judging your son just at face value, will probably want to join a fraternity.
He is. He's walk planning those, on it. Yeah.
Walk those that corridor. Big hill.
Okay.
To get up there. Big hill.
Does he know what he wants to major in when he gets there? Does he have that
sports medicine?
Out?
Yeah. Sports medicine. Yeah. There's a proper name for it that I will know, but I do not know. It's some sort of ology.
So he'll take his core classes, but the majority, this is what's great. If he's taking some of those science classes, they'll be on his side of campus where the freshmen are.
Cool.
So he won't have to travel that far.
Are there any storied like landmarks or photo ops or stuff he's going to want to see? I'm sure they'll mention it on
So there's a quad in front of the mountain lair that has all the old buildings that everybody takes their picture in front of.
Okay, cool.
It's gorgeous.
When you say sports medicine, does he want to get a medical degree?
Kinesiology.
Yeah, he does. I mean, that's where he's at right now. That's where his head is at right now. That's what he wants to do.
Your son wants to be a doctor.
Essentially, yeah. So it's very
cool. How cool is that?
I love it. I love it. We'll see. I mean, I don't know if he knows exactly what's ahead of him and he has to dip his toe in it. It's based on the fact.
Boy, wouldn't he shove it up your, what, if he became a doctor after years of being
a proctologist.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd show you.
Yeah, he would.
But I mean, wants to do.
I would love that. I would absolutely love it. And the thing is that I've always had it in the back of my head because of his past as a cancer survivor and the fact that he did some volunteer work with his camp and stuff. He is the most, when you get past the fact that he's, an 18-year-old boy. He is one of the most empathetic humans you've ever met. He really has that chip, and he can relate. Yeah. And even if he doesn't get a full medical degree, if he does something in the field, he is so well suited for it from what he's been through. And yeah, he's a helper. And I would be lying if I said it isn't a difficult thing to wrap my head around. Because, it seems like yesterday that he was a little kid.
Aww.
And now he's making decisions and making deposits and talking about, this is what I'm going to do. And it's, oh, my God. It's
good for
crazy,
him.
Crazy. Love him so bad. Love him so bad.
And what's
kind
of cool, right, Oscar, it's a real school, right? I mean, when I say that, I went to AU and I like all the pageantry and the Saturday football type of stuff. And I didn't have it at AU. And I really always said, when we went out to Iowa, I said, man, I wish I'd
something,
been part of the
isn't
big
it?
Program.
Yeah.
And, so this is great. I think you've mentioned that, Mike. The Iowa experience on game day is the same. It's just as big. The entire town, the town of Morgantown, becomes the largest town in West Virginia
that day
because so many people come in for it. It is a big deal.
And VCU, we miss out on that too. We had sort of a basketball program when I was there. They always kept saying next year was going to be the year. Turned out, 20 years, 30 years later, it was becoming a big deal. But there was no sports presence to be a part of. And although I'm not the biggest sports guy in the world, I would have enjoyed that sort of excitement. So he's going to have that to be a big part of his education.
Very cool.
Show him where the Kroger's is.
Yeah, let's go Krogering.
And then I think that maybe this is
anything seriously to avoid.
Yeah, that's why.
It's Morgantown.
I mean, can he live? Let me ask this question. Yes. As somebody who went to, American University was a big school.
Yeah.
You can live literally without going off campus, correct?
Yes.
You can live without having to go into town, especially when you're like a freshman, when they like you to stay on the campus,
But the idea of not going into town when you're a freshman, when you're in Morgantown is...
Right. Well, you hear about that's when kids get into trouble when they venture off into town.
Yeah,
that's when
not,
trouble happens. It's got 10 strip joints, for God's sake.
Yeah, but they're probably off the beaten...
We think that one is
the
closed.
They're probably near the airport, right?
The Morgantown International Airport?
No, it's a little guy. how do I put this? Okay, how about this, Mike? You know where our studio on Wisconsin Avenue is, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so in reference to that... And you stayed at the what was the Holiday Inn down the street and up
sure.
the street.
Yes.
So imagine the our studio being the middle of campus, right? And then the Holiday Inn down the road and the hotel that you stayed up the street.
The boutique hotel.
They're all the city surrounds the campus. It is the campus. Okay. So when you walk all out right. of a building, you're basically there.
Okay. Okay. All right.
You'd be bopping around.
Yeah. Like a lot of schools, you're in the middle of town.
Yeah. You're in the middle of town.
It's the economy. WVU is the economy.
Like you will go get a sandwich in the Mountain Lair, but then as you get a little older or have a few shackles saved up, you'll go and eat at a proper little sandwich place within the city and then walk right back onto campus.
But you liked your experience.
I loved it there. I knew I was joking about it before, but I loved it.
And
loved
do they take security as seriously as most? It seems like it's amazing when we did the thing with Julia, the way they talked about security within the school as far as safety. And I was a little more concerned with Julia because she's a VC.
You know, he is 43, Rob.
Yes.
He is 43. I mean, to be honest with you, 43 talking about a college is like asking me, you know, what's the library like at American University now? Well, I was there during the Carter administration.
Mike, most people live off campus as soon as they get out of their freshman year,
right
into regular homes, like group homes with friends. So you find your own, so even the little houses around campus, they're all like campus houses.
And they have been, I'm sure, for a million years, right?
Yeah, and it's not a dry camp. I guess, like I said
before, junior year, I lived in a group home, but it was a halfway house.
You were the boy with the helmet.
It's a different experience. I think he'll enjoy it. He'll fall in love with it.
Good.
I think when you guys walk around, you'll take that tour, and you'll see everything you need to see within the tour. But then if you wanted to go, I'm sure the student aide will or the chaperone will tell you, go down to High Street. That's where you have like your BW3s, all the local establishments, the bars, Bent Willie's, all like this little quad with all the bars. That's fun to see, especially when you're young.
And tweak it up when you go with him. Okay. Fake it. Tweak it up.
In what way?
You know, DFS. All right.
DFS?
Dress for success.
Okay.
For once, put the Birkenstocks away and the cargo shorts. And really show up. Like I've done that before for my kids.
Of course.
I always tweaked it up. I think I've got it on my phone. All right. I know it's a graduation, but it doesn't have to be super lovely with that. I don't have it right now. But you know, just like the little zip sweater
with a shirt under
and a sport coat or something like that. You know.
What are the school colors? Purple,
right? You can ask him. The school colors are not purple. No, they're blue and gold.
Blue and gold. Okay.
You don't even know the school color?
I got the flag. I thought the flag was purple and gold.
No. It was yellow and blue.
Yellow and blue. All right. Good.
Blue and gold.
Well, very similar to the Iowa colors.
Yes.
For WVU.
But that's black and gold, but similar.
Yes.
U92 is a local campus station, the Moose.
Right.
It has one station of the year. For the entire country, it is a flamethrower for the town because they only have a handful of radio stations, so people actually listen to U92.
Right,
he has no desire to do that.
No, right? No, that would be too much like Dad.
But you can stop by and say, "Oh, weird! Here's U92 in the Mountain Lair."
And I say, "Hey, I was wondering, do you need anyone to pick up a shift this weekend? Ready to go. I brought my jingles."
Oh, man. Well, you know, if we don't have a guest by the time you visit. Anyway, we got to take a break. We will come back with Rob's Digital Dumpster right here.
Good luck.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. Have fun at WVU. We'll be right back, everybody. And I'll talk it right up to the thing because you know what? It's a DJ trick that I learned years ago, and I truly, truly get tired of not doing it. So I'm going to do it right now. Boom!
Hello, this is Al Pacino, and I love talking to you. Hoo-ah! Do you like to talk? Maybe you want to talk to your favorite hosts. Well, say hello to my little friends. Get ready to get on Zoom and be a TMOS talking head. Just send your info to rob@mikeomerashow.com. Include a phone number! And prepare for a Friday morning you'll never forget. Hoo-ah! Do it now, before you lose your mind and go crazy. Just like me. Because this is something you'll want to remember. I'm Al Pacino, and I'm not sure where I am. Hoo-ah!
Hoo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. When we push our body, or when we're just feeling run down, it's extremely important to take care of ourselves with the proper vitamins and nutrients. That's why Liquid IV created Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support to help your immune system. It's very simple. Add it to a bottle of water and you are set. It's a cutting-edge blend of vitamin C, zinc, and Wellmune in convenient single-serving packets that help strengthen your immune system. Wellmune is a naturally sourced beta-glucan that's proven to help strengthen your immune system. We live on Liquid IV here at TMOS because it makes us feel great and has awesome tangerine flavor. I cannot tell you how delicious something so good for you is. I'm taking a sip right now.
Do it, Mike. Do it. Drink it up, baby.
Mine has just a touch of vodka this morning, but it's really, really delicious. It really is good. Tangerine makes my body rock. No, I don't put alcohol in it. Listen, we know with every purchase at Liquid IV, they donate a serving of it to someone in need. Liquid IV has already donated over 4 million servings. 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being sent to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, active military. The company has donated over 10 million servings globally. Liquid IV is changing you and the world for the better. And we are proud at TMOS to be associated with a company that is giving back so much. Get your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support in bulk at Costco or order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today by using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. We thank them enormously. Let's open it up. There it is. It's the DD, the double D, the digital dumpster. Take it away, Rob Spewer.
Mike, there's an old country song, and it's the title is How Can I Miss You When You Won't Go Away?
Ah, yes. Lovely song. Love that indeed.
There was a wedding at Mar-a-Lago this weekend, and who crashed it? I'll give you two guesses, and the first one doesn't count.
Okay. I will tell you, I just finished the book a short time back with authored by one of my daughter's friends, was my daughter's boyfriend's friends was one of the authors, and this is his thing. He digs this. He loves showing up at these weddings. That's what he does. Doesn't drink, doesn't party. He shows up. It's like, hello, here I am. That's what he loves
and
doing.
And the thing is that I think he wants it to be like, hey, I just showed up, but he's in a tuxedo. He's in a tuxedo. He shows up. He bitches about the current administration for like two minutes.
No, he's going to another function. He's going to another function. That's what he's
maybe
doing.
Maybe he is. Maybe he is. You don't know.
I don't think he puts a tuxedo on. Just
putting on a tux.
Just to crash.
Going down.
I'll throw that. Is it a formal? Let me throw it on.
Yes, and also, you have to know the favorite. You can watch this. I think it's on TMZ is the best place to find it. The band looks so puzzled. Because he's up like on the dance floor, and there's a full band behind him, and they're just like, huh?
We didn't sign up for this.
So he bitches about the administration, and he does. I apologize about the audio.
So he does a political speech at the wedding?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But anyway, here's how he finishes it up.
Look, it's a disaster. It's a humanitarian disaster from their standpoint, and it's going to destroy the country. And frankly, the country can't afford it. Because you're talking about massive, just incredibly massive amounts, our school systems, our hospitals.
I'm going to pause here because what they don't have, and I have to only imagine is how it happened, is after he walks in, I imagine he got applause, and then he probably has to say, is there a microphone? We don't have it, but he had to request it if it was a true, you know, impromptu walk-on.
Systems, everything. So it's a rough thing, and I just say, do you miss me yet?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello. I want to say it's really it's a great thing. Are we on? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm hearing some feedback here. I don't understand what's happening. What's going on here? Are we having feedback here? And it's a disaster. You know, it's a disaster. We've got there. Like, we really just got. Can you hear me out there? Are you able to hear me? It's very, very difficult. What a disaster it truly is.
Do you miss me yet?
You have to, though, buy into the fact that if you're getting married there, you want that to happen.
Well, you know
what?
I guess
you have choice on venue.
Have you had the Florida cake?
cake.
Have you had the Florida cake yet? It's delicious for your wedding.
I love it.
Yeah. So, yeah, he does about 2.5 minutes on how bad the current administration is, and then he says, do you miss me yet? And then he goes on to say, what a wonderful couple. Thank you. Not a name, just what a wonderful couple.
So he's just getting his little moment.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Sad.
Mike, you love the movie The Devil Wears Prada. I know this.
I love it as well.
I think it's a fantastic film.
This went viral yesterday. This was an employee at Vogue talking about some of the actual rules at Vogue, the magazine.
Anna Wintour is the name of the editor at Vogue. She's the movie Devil Wears Prada, the Meryl Streep character, is based on the head of Vogue magazine named Anna Wintour. And you look at her and you can see where she would be like this. It's amazing.
It's actually, these are some real things they have to deal with there.
I used to work at Vogue. Right off the bat, when I accepted the position, they told me that I had to remove my nose ring because it was too much. If you, as a Vogue employee, wanted to, like, get a haircut, maybe dye your hair a fun color, you would need to get it approved by management first. You're told to always keep a pair of black heels or boots under your desk, no chipped nail polish, neutral colors only, and no cracked phone screen. I was reprimanded regularly for all three.
No cracked phone screen.
You don't have to work there.
I like that.
Yeah, I like the rules.
I'm down with that completely. That's another rock and roll job, lady. Absolutely.
You're that upset about it.
Go work somewhere where they don't give a rat's ass about anything. I'm all for it. Yes,
you know, it's even worse at Reader's Digest. Okay, we've said it for a couple weeks now. We're at the 10-yard line. Let's not screw this up with COVID, right? The CDC director is named Dr. Rochelle Walensky. She did a talk yesterday online. And the emotion in her voice, I want you to listen to this, guys. If you have any, and I say guys, meaning the entire audience, if you have any doubt how important the current position we are at is, listen to this woman.
I'm going to pause here. I'm going to lose the script. And I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much to look forward to, but right now I'm scared. We have come such a long way. 3 historic scientific breakthrough vaccines, and we are rolling them out so very fast. So I'm speaking today not necessarily as your CDC director, not only as your CDC director, but as a wife, as a mother, as a daughter, to ask you to just please hold on a little while longer.
Valid point.
You know, yesterday I took my wife to get vaccinated. Carla got the Moderna vaccine at a mass site where there were just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people going in. It looked like a movie set. Looked like something out of out of an Outbreak movie. It really did, with everybody coming in, wheelchairs, old people, young people, people from different ethnic backgrounds, everybody. People in actual it was a hot day, so you had some people that were wearing some of their clothing, obviously from their home countries. It was really it looked like a movie set when we were in there. But that sense of they're getting it done, they are just smashing it with these incredible vaccines and getting out there. And I reiterate, the pig-headed, selfish people that don't get it. And I overstated it when I said pig-headed, but I think uninformed would be the kind way of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. If you're not doing it for yourself, do it for everybody else.
Yeah.
Do it for everybody else, just on the chance that you wouldn't feel a damn thing and pass it along to somebody that might get sick. Do it for other people. Do it for being a patriot and really taking care of the rest of the people in this country. Instead of me lambasting people that don't believe in it and all that, but just do it. But
amen,
try to get out of your own head for a second and go ahead and do the right thing.
Okay, and let's close with this. Well said, Mike. I do appreciate that. And again, when the CDC, we are this close, and she says we have impending doom, it blows my mind. So let's end with something a little lighter. You have always, and I think, Mike, we agree, one of the funniest things is when someone who is foreign does an American accent. Love that. I knew a British guy who used to say, "Hey, I have bananas on my hands." That was his American accent. Well, this was going viral yesterday. This is an American woman annoying her French boyfriend by purposely mispronouncing French things like an American. I found this very entertaining.
Babe, look, it's Louis Vuitton.
It's Louis Vuitton, not Louis Vuitton.
Look, it's Dior.
It's Dior. Not Dior.
It's Moncler.
Moncler, not Moncler.
Look, it's Yves Saint Laurent.
Yves Saint Laurent. Yves Saint Laurent, not Saint. He's not a Saint.
Look, it's Hermes.
No, babe, Hermes. Hermes, not herpes.
Not Hermes. Herpes. Not herpes, Mike.
Hermes,
Hermes,
honey.
That's your digital dumpster. Close
I wish
enough.
To make love to you again.
Happy birthday, Oscar.
Because I am proud. All right, that's it. We got to get out of here. Happy birthday, Oscar.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank
May you all. Get lots of Shannon, take care of our boy here, okay?
Lots of kiwi.
Really? I mean, don't put an extra name on the cake.
Florida cake all around.
Florida cake. We got to see you. We'll see you tomorrow for another brand new episode. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can't believe you're ending the show.
It ain't over till it's over.
Oh, good for you.
Ooh, that's a bingo.